Coming up on the Mascot Wedding Show, comedian Carrie Lendo is in studio with us. We talk about what it means to be Fassbender quality. She talks about the game Zookeeper, whatever that is. We talk about Mac's sexy emails and talk about the greatest television show in the history of TV, The Newsroom. All this and more coming up on today's... Hey everybody, it's the Mascot Wedding Show, the Internet's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hanna.
This is Mac Blake, and we are your podcast lions.
We are recording live in Austin, Texas, although for all you know, we're dead by now.
Exactly. We might be in a bunker. The apocalypse might have happened.
That's right. This is the Hodgecast Studios.
We might be under the dome, Mac.
Oh, no.
What if we're under the dome?
They should just call that show Cowcom. They're pretty much just training on that one.
Man, did that happen?
That was the first thing that happened.
I haven't seen any of it.
Oh, well,
I've literally seen... Second zero of Under the Dome.
You never saw like a commercial for it or anything?
No, I watched CBS. Okay.
Well, I feel like they ran it on cable because I'm not watching CBS either, and I definitely saw it.
Yeah,
but they also it's like when they're recapping the like Under the Dome. Maybe it's part of the intro.
Uh huh.
They always show that one clip where the dome comes down and cuts that cow right in half.
Oh, that sounds pretty dope.
It's the best part of the show.
Under the Dome is what they call it.
The show it's. It's watchable trash.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yeah, this is the Mascot Wedding Show. We are here. This is episode... Oh, sorry. We got to attend to business. This is episode 266. Once upon a...
Pretty lady's hair. I'm trying not to be dirty as much. And so I was like, oh, this could end up being... And again, I could have just said, once upon a pretty lady... And that'd be fine, but in my gross head, that's like, oh, yeah, right? So I tried to save it, but then everything in my head got worse and worse. So then hair, apparently, is where I landed.
I set you up to where it was going to probably be dirty. I actually wrote down the first part of what I was going to say today, and it did not bother me.
Hold David's hand down Filth Mountain. Yeah, that's fine.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fantastic. I've been going over the past few weeks of this segment. And I realize I've been putting it out there that I'm depressed and sad. And I'm over that. I'm really good. Like, it's been a good week.
Sweet.
Yeah. How are you, Mac?
Pretty good. I had a birthday this week.
Happy birthday.
David, we'll get sued.
Mildred Patty.
Yep, they will sue us. So now I am I am proudly 33 years old.
Yeah. Otis Thorpe.
Uh-huh. That's the age my dad called me. And when he wasn't yelling at me for an unrelated reason,
yes.
He was...
Obama.
Yeah, pretty much. He was like, 33, Mac, that's the year Jesus did something great. But then isn't that the year that he died? Isn't that the whole thing?
Is that the great thing he did?
No, he was like, I think that's the year he made those loaves and fishes, which is weird. I feel like if you're going to bring up some specific Bible example, know it.
Yeah, and also, don't bury the lead. Like, that's also the year he died. This is the year he Jim Morrisoned himself and became, like, unnecessarily deified.
Also, maybe name someone I believe in.
There you go.
There it is.
I named Jim Morrison.
No, there was. I'm talking to you. Everyone knows. I love Jaimo is what I call him.
Not more than once.
Probably accurate.
Yes.
Hey, we have a special in-studio guest. She is an award-winning filmmaker, a friend of the show, and a very funny comedian, ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Carrie Lendo.
Hey. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the show.
This is your, how many times appearances is on the Mascot Wedding Show for you?
Five? Four?
Okay.
Six?
But this is your first appearance on the Mascot Wedding Show, strictly podcast
edition.
So the last time you saw us, we were in a swanky community radio station, and now we are in a shed. An audio sonic shed.
Yes.
Taking it to the underground, though. I like it.
Oh, you like it? Yeah, go back to your DIY roots.
Yeah, we're like Christian Slater.
Not that the community radio wasn't kind of already DIY underground.
No, let's knock them off their ivory tower.
It wasn't enough for you guys.
But now we can drink and we can swear. So
that's
help,
right.
Help yourself at any point.
Yeah, go for it. Get real dirty. Something, if you've never seen Carrie perform before, she is real gross. With the words.
Yeah.
Sailor.
Yeah, very much so, yes.
Talks about a lot of stuff that normally sailors talk about.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tying knots.
Friends with a lot of sailors.
Yeah.
I'm right on their level.
Talk about pressing uniforms. That's fine.
The sea.
Yeah. Maritime law.
She's got a great bit about mopping up a poop deck. I don't want to give it away, but I think you know where it's going.
it's a visual.
Yeah. She does a good job miming that mop. Anchor the handle, Lemon. So thank you for coming on the show. How are you? How you doing?
I'm good.
Did we already ask you that?
Not in a real way.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of in that fake Hollywood way, but now sincerely.
Now sincerely. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of the allergies. But that's not really interesting to talk about.
No,
so I won't.
I'll fill 15 minutes talking about my allergies. Let's go for it.
It is.
Mold.
Yeah.
It's mold season.
Yeah, I was at lunch today and it hit me. And I was at lunch with like my coworkers and stuff and I was pinned in, like I couldn't go to the bathroom or something.
You playing Twister or something? No. Why couldn't you get off at lunch?
Well, yes, it was a cutthroat game of Twister. No, because the seat configurations, I was in the middle of a bench seat. And so I was pinned in on either side. I couldn't like back up out of my chair.
Yeah, if you're going to swing a leg over, you take someone out.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't want to like crawl under because I don't know my coworkers that well.
Plus, yeah, don't crawl under.
Plus
yeah.
You're an adult.
So I had to snort through my allergies.
Do you guys crawl under at the Alamo or do you kind of like go around?
No, I crawl under.
Opening?
I crawl under to leave and then I crawl under to get back into my seat and that's when I'm like, no, I should have walked around on this one.
Uh-huh.
Without fail. For our non-Austin listeners, talking about the Alamo Draft House.
That's right. Look it up. Drafthouse.com.
Yeah.
So what about you? What's your draft house technique?
I think I usually go under. Sometimes I'm like a seat away.
Uh-huh.
A couple seats away I go through. But yeah, coming back. Going head first back.
Yeah.
Always hard. Feet first easier.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Because you can just kind of slide down, but then climbing up. Actually, I at the draft house the other day, I stabbed myself in the back on the menu holder.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah. And it left a nice big old gash on my back. Fun times.
Not to bring the show down, Carrie, but you're a lady. So when you go into the table instead of crawling around, are you worried that someone's going to be a creep? Or no more than usual around when you're on a daily basis?
I guess it's dark, so not really. I mean, if I have a skirt on, I try to be delicate about it. But
I was a little lost as to what you meant by, like, be a creep.
Oh, like, you know, if she's ducking under a table, is someone going to be like, eh.
Okay, I got you.
Make a creep sound. So, guys, we live in a crazy age, right? I think we can all agree.
I'm there with you.
Man, kids today, with their Gmails and their spam filters and their junk folders, they don't know how it was back in the day.
Yeah.
When one out of every five emails was internet porn, there was some sort of trick.
Uh-huh.
Like, and you'd open it because
I think that's a little
offensive. Somebody was emailing you. You open it.
But sometimes it would be like, you know, hey, here is to have sex now or something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't get these emails anymore. Do you?
No, I don't.
I mean, the best I will get is like, I think occasionally I'll get like a Cialis or something like that. Mm. So I'm like, buy some Viagra.
Well, if I can pull the curtain back and feel free to pull it on back.
Sure.
Is are you going to places on the internet where the internet might know your brand, if you know what I'm saying.
The internet might know my brand.
Like, if your browsing history is such that, hey, maybe we'll send him some voyeuristic dorm links or something.
Because,
I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, like...
Like, I mean...
Because that's the thing. I feel like I don't get those anymore because I don't go to a lot of those kinds of sites. I don't look at a lot of porn anymore.
But you'd think they'd just be spamming every combination of email address.
That's true, but I mean, if you really think about it, like, if we were just open to anything, I think we would get anything.
Well, I never checked my spam folder. I could be.
Oh,
anything.
You should. It's fun. I get a lot of gambling stuff. See, that's why I ask. Because they know I gamble a lot.
Well, I have a Gmail account, mm-hmm. which I use for most of my email. And then I have a Hotmail account, which I will use for the occasional mailing list.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if... I don't know. The t-shirt company Buy Me Brunch wants to tell me that their new shirts are in. That can go ahead and sit. I don't need my phone telling me that. You know what I mean? Like, hey, here's new concerts in your neighborhood. I'll look that up in my own time.
Yeah.
I don't need to know it instantly. And so, and Hotmail, to empty your junk folder, because it has like a, if there's a junk mail in it, if it makes it, you know, past the spam folder, but it's still kind of junk, it'll stick it in there and you're, where it says junk on the side will now be in bold and it'll have a number next to it.
Yes.
And being slightly anal retentive, I see that and I'm like, gotta empty that folder.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went in there the other day to empty it and I saw this rare bird porn spam email. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen one of these in forever. First of all, it is from Opalina Futterman, which that is a name, of course, that I instantly would trust.
Yes, exactly.
Opalina Futterman.
That sounds like a Vonnegut character.
It sounds like, yeah, exactly. Like Tuna, Texas is writing me. And the subject of the email, are you willing to have much more girls? I saw this and I legitimately was like taken back to a simpler time when every third email was some weird porn thing.
Are you willing?
It's like Little House Times. It's so quaint and adorable.
Yeah. So here you go. Yo, dear subscriber, is how it starts.
Keeping it real.
Also, it's weird because it's Opalina Futterman, and the address is like a random collection of letters at format-tv.net. But it says two, and then it's not my name, so I don't know how this got to me. But anyway, yo, dear subscriber, want to find local sluts for free? There are lots of people in your area looking to hook up right now. No cost, easy access to a huge number of people who just want to fuck in your area. Which I don't know if it means my general area or if it means like my crotch area.
Yeah, right in
but
your area.
I do they want to fuck in it.
Click. How do those sites make money, the ones that are like, fine, single, waiting to hook up right now, 40 single, how do they make money?
I'm assuming it's ad revenue, just like, you know, they go off
ad of... It's hard. You have to get a lot of ad revenue to make money, though.
Well, there's
like,
a lot
even
of...
BuzzFeed isn't, like, making money point.
I'm gonna be a little vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of horny singles out there. And so I think they're also ready to mingle.
There's a lot of tipsy tips.
But aren't they just like... They're clicking and they're staying on, and that's make you think. You think that's all?
Man, I don't know, dog.
See,
I don't know.
I think eventually they want your credit card number,
and they will sell it to unlock the singles in your area.
Yeah, like a you know, Pacific Rim Mafia,
or they could just it could just all be a kind of a Trojan horse ruse to where like you click on their site and that gives them access to your computer and they can get whatever they want. It could be one of those things.
I think they somehow sell you pornography somewhere.
Look, I'll buy whatever.
So, and then it says, click Bello, misspelled, to get your free pass. HTTP, no, don't go to this, but I just don't know what it means. The address is freehookupolanded.com.
Freehookupolanded?
It's like, yeah, free hookup, and then it's like Poland without the P, and then an E-D.
What?
Am I missing something? Is this like a weird... I mean, I'm not going to click on this because I'm not stupid.
You know, you should click on it.
Well, I'm not going to.
Go to a friend's computer. Go to the library where everyone looks at porn.
Tell you what, if you are listening to this right now and you want to go to that website and tell me what's there, feel free.
I'll send you. This is David. I'll send you something. I'll send you something nice if you do the work for us.
I'll do it. I'm not scared of nothing.
Oh,
jeez.
What a brassy lassie.
And you're on your eighth laptop right now, is that correct? You're just plowing through them?
They just keep breaking, I don't know.
It's the weirdest thing.
I am on like my third charger.
Really? Oh, that's right.
I was complaining about it a lot. Those Apple chargers, like a fine computer and a terrible product.
Okay,
when it comes to the charger.
I'm a little lost. What's wrong with the Apple charger?
They blow up. My last one like actually blew up, like exploded. Like
really?
It popped, yeah. And you Google it; it happens all the time. They just break really easily. I like the latest one I had for exactly a year, and it broke.
I like that you know how long you had it.
Well, because I had to see if it was on a warranty, and it was like 3 days over.
Oh!
Although I don't know if they'd give me another one though, because I feel like my other one just apparently you have to it can't get twisted at all, like the cord,
what?
Which is like something a cord does.
This is new to me.
Really?
I never knew that it was that bad.
That's some bullshit.
It's not every generation. I think it's the generation before the MacBook Pros, because my old one I didn't have problems. But
the
generation. I know many friends who've had the same problems.
Oh,
so it's not just me being like, I'm just like crazy with my laptop.
Well, breaking news. I typed in Apple charger on Google and it filled in and it said Apple charger recall. So maybe there's something there. Hold on. August 9th, 2013, death prompts Apple iPhone iPad third-party charger warning. Good night, death.
Yeah, apparently if you do need a replacement, my friend said you could just burn the end and bring it in and say it almost burned down your house and they'll automatically give you a new one.
Do you want us to delete this part of the podcast so you don't get put up on fraud charges?
Well, somebody else already gave me a free charger, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm done going to the Apple store. They're also the Genius system. It all takes forever.
What are you talking about? They're so smart. The register's everywhere.
They're like, we don't have any appointments left. I'm like, I just want to see if my charger's still under warranty. They're like, I was like, can you look that up? And they're like, sorry. I'm like, you can't look up a receipt? And he's like, I'm just facilitating appointments right now.
Weird.
Twice I've been to an Apple store after making an appointment there, and they like could not see me during that time. And so it's like, you know what? I wouldn't have scheduled something after this if I hadn't made an appointment.
Right.
And it was like, oh, hey, when do you want to meet? Oh, you got to go to Apple Store first? Never mind. No. I made an appointment. I'll be done by this time. It's like, no, they didn't see me. So
I'm and they're not close. They're not. They're all on the outskirts. I'm like, can I just leave this charger here and then somebody could call me?
Yeah.
And he was like, no. I'm like, well, I'm just going to leave this here.
As much as I enjoy.
I call tomorrow.
As much as I enjoy awesome Apple products, yes. I also can't wait for the day where someone knocks them off.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's one of those things where, you know, if you're there's no competition, delays innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been a problem with Apple. I mean, they're competing against themselves. I mean, they constantly release new products and everything. But I feel like there's some sort of trade-off where they made where they're like, you know what, we won't put a bulky fan in this thing, but we will let this computer get super hot. Sometimes I'll put my hand on my MacBook Pro, like on the where the power source is, and just see how long I can hold it there before it hurts too bad.
No, that's some Cape Fear stuff. You can't do that.
I'm like Lawrence of
Lawrence of Olivier.
Like Lawrence of Arabia. The trick is not minding that it hurts.
He would burn his knee on his laptop.
That's right. I'm like David from Prometheus.
Wait, which one's David?
Michael Fassbender.
Oh, okay. Old Penis McGillicuddy.
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Nothing. The guy's got a huge schlong. Check out Shame in stores now.
Do you really see the front?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Yeah, you sing and swing and then everything.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Why don't I remember?
We're not mailing this podcast to your mom, Carrie. Get raw with it. Hashtag get raw with it.
I'll bet you could prime it to where you could have Fassbender quality if someone were to say action. Anyway.
Yeah. Let me beat off real quick and then start coming down from the boner.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Like, okay, this is going to get...
I put the explicit thing on our podcast on iTunes. Might as well earn it. I apologize, Carrie.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there have been times where, like, you're showering or something and you'll, like, you know, you'll clean it perfectly innocent, but then you'll be like, oh, this is ready to go. Like, just... So someone could walk in right now and I wouldn't be ashamed.
Well, I started putting my soap inside a Fleshlight.
Okay.
And I think that just by pure coincidence.
Yeah.
And then I realized that was a huge mistake.
Oh, we got a sponsor this week, adamandeve.com. Give them the promo code DIRTY. I don't know.
Yeah. Is that on Marin's podcast?
It's on a lot. They sponsor a lot of podcasts.
They do sponsor a lot of podcasts, which, again, like, I think they know their demographic.
Well, I also think it's hard for them. They can't really sponsor a lot of places, so
yeah.
Anyone
yeah.
will take them type of thing.
But yeah, they also realize that the podcast/chronic sex toy user is just a perfect circle. Venn diagram.
Yeah, this
solar eclipse.
Slivers on the ends, and that's it.
Oh, so something else. You know, when you... I always like to start off these dumb stories by pulling back big picture style and then losing everyone instantly. You know, so as we progress and as things change, you think about things that you're going to have to explain to future generations. This is how we did stuff.
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh, you don't understand, like, this is what phones used to be like and everything. And pretty much, I feel like every facet of culture and society, in this country at least, you're going to undergo some change. You're going to have to do that or something like that. So it really shouldn't surprise me. However, something that I keep thinking, like, man, if I went back in time and told my younger self, well, the state of malls today, I feel like that would really surprise like a 10-year-old me.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I loved going to malls.
Oh, absolutely. They're great.
Malls have it all, some might say.
They do.
Yeah. Go to a KB Toys, sometimes that other toy store, whatever it was.
Circus World.
That's the one. Sometimes be a area equivalent.
Yeah.
So there's a this mall in Austin called North Cross Mall, and it was so weird. When I first moved to Austin, it had a skating rink, a movie theater, a Hooters, a improv theater.
What?
Yeah, the National Comedy Theater.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's where our friend of the show, Joe Parsons and Owen Edgerton, and the much maligned Jerm Pollitt used to perform.
Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that. Okay, proceed.
And I remember I saw a movie there once, and just like it was like this mall kind of sucks.
Uh-huh.
And we have a friend who used to work at that comedy theater, and he'd be like, "That Hooters is the lowest performing Hooters in the state." So this mall just kept getting like worse and worse until like it was just full of the most random stores, and then eventually, you know, it was just this half actually not even half, like 75% empty mall, and then Walmart bought it.
Yeah.
But this is Austin, right? And we like to pretend that we're different. And so we were like, no, Austin, get out of here. Don't replace this empty mall.
Uh-huh.
And Walmart built this weird quasi-Walmart.
Yeah, it's not a super center. It's like a neighborhood Walmart.
Yeah.
And the neighborhood ate it up. Like, all was forgiven with this Walmart just because they weren't a monstrosity. It's really weird.
Have you been there?
I have. They have cheap boxes. If you ever need to buy boxes. Way cheaper than the competition.
Okay. So you heard it here first.
Take that mom and pop box store that Carrie Lindo personally put out of business.
Cheaper than Target, cheaper than H-E-B. Like, ridiculously.
That's to shut it down, mom. We can't compete with the Walmart.
Well, see, I kind of hate that Walmart, though, because the times when it's like 5 a.m. and I need four very different things.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, man, I need waders to go in the water. I need a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5, you know, and then I need two other yarn.
Mm.
And then also some Legos. And it's like, oh, geez, I could go to four different stores or I could just go to Walmart. You know, right. You end up, it beats you that way. But that Walmart, because it's like a smaller, like less of a blight is what they were going for. It ends up just being like, oh, it's annoying like a Walmart to be inside. But also they don't have that Walmart selection.
Yeah. It's an inconvenient Walmart.
Yeah. I feel like Walmart double screwed us.
Uh-huh.
Because now we have a Walmart and it's not even as good as a crappy Walmart should be.
Yeah. And it's only open till 1 a.m.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, there are some times when I need five things, and I can't get the five things. So thanks a lot,
you
Walmart.
You have to go to the other side of the highway, to the other Walmart.
Oh, man. I gotta armor up to go to that one. It's terrifying.
But to get to my eventual point, this Walmart took over half of Northcross Mall.
Yeah.
The other half still remains.
Yes.
I ate over there the other day, and then I was like, I'm going to go see what's in this Northcross Mall. And what I walked into... It's like a different world.
You can still enter inside of it?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Because still inside of it is an ice skating rink,
uh-huh.
A conference center, a dance studio, and a giant salon.
Is Gamefellas still there?
Gamefellas is not there.
No!
Also, there's a guitar center. But you walk in, and everything is behind glass like a weird, like the Smithsonian exhibit.
Yeah.
Like, you walk in, and it's like, I almost feel like it's the zoo from Sirens of Titan or something like that, the Vonnegut novel, speaking of Vonnegut. Like, you walk in, and you're like, here's how humans live. You know, like, you walk in, and there's, like, this, there the dance classes, and I'm, like, watching these, like, seniors, like, you know, just glide across the dance floor, and I'm like, where am I? And then you turn around, and... This, it's like a weird mega salon. Like, it's like the, I can't describe it accurately. I'm going to try, obviously. Like, in Punch Drunk Love, like, that scene where he was, like, looking, trying to find Emily Mortimer in that hotel apartment complex.
Emily Watson.
Yeah, Emily Watson was just, it seemed endless.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Or it's like the warehouse where they put the box at the end of Indiana Jones.
Yes.
That, you know, hit the arc. But it's full of salons.
Yeah.
It's full of, like, basically chairs and sinks and people hanging knickknacks, like, bless this mess, like, right next to it or something. And it literally goes on forever.
Yeah.
I think if you entered it and walked around, you'd cover the curvature of the earth. And then it has an ice skating rink, which is also behind glass that you can look at it. It's just like you walk down a hallway and it's just all these things are on display and it's just people like living.
Yeah.
And it feels so weird.
Here's the thing about Northcross, because it's all behind glass. I think they anticipated that it would become like the inner city mall, like the mall that white people used to go to. So they made it all like bulletproof, but it's not. It's the most benign, like it's empty. That's all it is. Like there's no reason to be protected by anything. There's no reason to be worried about anything. It's just there. But now everything's behind glass for no reason.
But lining the hallway are people in folding camping chairs, eating food, reading Kindles, or just watching these people. It's like you, right in the middle of Austin for some reason, there's this like mole people habitat, and you could just go in and live among them for 5 seconds or so. It's very weird.
Oh, wait. People are like, what are people doing?
They're just hanging out.
Are they, like, dropping off their kids or something and waiting?
I think the people were older, so I think they're like, I want to see people ice skate, or I want to watch dancing.
So they're, like, elderly people.
They're older than me, so I automatically make fun of them with a high-pitched voice. No, they seemed, I want the 60s.
Okay.
People in their 60s hanging out watching it.
But That sounds, if you're in your 60s, that sounds like an okay time.
I guess, like, if you like seeing people ice skate, I'm not going to judge that. That's fair.
Maybe it reminds them of a better time.
Well, I know the North Coast Mall used to have, like, mall walkers. Like, people would get together, power walk the mall. So maybe they're just retired to their chairs.
Yeah, I used to actually run a mall walking group until Carl died. And so,
hey, listen, we're fine. We're fine. Just, you want to take a moment?
No, it's just he said, he's like, I don't think I can walk today. And I was like, just do it, Carl. Walk it out.
Look, I mean, that's always been the answer for everything. You're not in the wrong here. You never were.
I get the mall email every day, the events in the mall. I knew they were setting up that wood chipper expo.
Uh-huh. We all knew it, but we couldn't do anything about it.
We all just watch from behind glass.
Yeah. Carrie, now's not the time.
We'll be right back. Carrie, what are you working on these days? Enough of my dumb mall story. Brrr. No, thanks, dude.
I shot something and I'm editing. I was like, I'm going to learn to green screen. I shot something on green screen and then I'm like, that's hard. I'm just going to leave it for 4 months and then pick it up.
But you are picking it up?
Yeah. I have an edit now. I have to like Google how to green screen. Thank God for Google.
Yeah.
So I don't have to talk to anyone about it.
Yeah, you never
or
need
read
to
a book.
Know or learn anything ever.
Yeah.
Just follow a tutorial.
Watch a YouTube video.
Just there you go. Watch a morbidly obese guy walk you through it on a YouTube video. Pretty great.
For my birthday, I plugged in my old PS3. Uh-huh. Excuse me, PS2.
Oh, old and PS3.
I played a video game for the first time in years.
Yeah.
A video game that I own, not just like...
just one you found on the street.
Like Papa Shot or something.
Yeah.
Video Papa Shot. What were you just saying? Oh, yeah. And so I was playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Okay.
And I was trying to find a tag to spray over. And I could not find it. And then I was just like, got online. I was like... GTA San Andreas walkthrough.
Yeah.
And it's one of these things where it's like, oh, why bother playing a game where I could just follow instructions and I move a little man around.
Yeah, or you could just watch the YouTube video and like, oh, that's satisfying. I'm
but
done.
Here's the thing. Not finding that tag spray, I was getting stressed out. Glad I found it.
Good for you. Was that a part of your birthday plan where it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
It's me day.
No, it was, because here's the thing. Video game playing is very unproductive.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, it's super fun, but I don't know. I feel like even if you watch a movie, that's more productive somehow than a video game.
Well, you're taking in the arts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. And so I just stopped playing. And so, but I was like, you know what? It's my birthday. Fuck it. I'm going to play a video game. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome.
Nice.
And now I kind of want to keep doing it.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Carrie, favorite video game. Go.
Oh,
you're in the hot seat.
I don't know. I've never really had like a video game system.
Okay.
I would just play other people's, and so I was never very good. It'd be like we'd take turns. Mm-hmm. Like my turn would last like a few seconds, and then their turn would last like half hour. So I don't know. In college, we played this game Zookeeper a lot.
Zookeeper.
Yeah.
I don't know Zookeeper.
It's one of the. It was like an arcade game that was not very popular, but my friend had downloaded. I have a lot of video game friends who play a lot of video games, and he had something on his. See, I can't even translate something on his thing that let you play a whole bunch of old, like every arcade game ever. Yeah.
He had a modulator.
Yeah,
or a
modulator.
Like
yes. I think. His friend Adam was over, and they decided they were going to play every single one in a row. Zookeeper ended up being a surprise hit at the end.
Were you just a zookeeper?
It doesn't make any sense. There's two different levels. One level is animals breaking out of zoo, and you are a zookeeper with a net trying to catch them. And you're like going around.
I thought for sure you were
going
to say knife.
And you're, as you run, you're laying brick, too. So, like... You're also containing them.
Okay.
And you have to contain all them, but they keep breaking out.
Right.
And there's also a very impossible Donkey Kong-like level. It's exactly like Donkey Kong, but
So you have to go up
hard.
Some ladders to get to an elephant or something?
To get to, I guess there's a woman. I don't even know. There's a monkey, I think. I think there's a monkey.
That's
that
a very hard thing to confuse.
It's been a while since I played, but it's really hard. So I felt like we were all on the same level. Like, I was just as bad as everyone else because it was... really hard. So Zookeeper, it's pretty fun.
Gotta check it out.
They have they don't have one here at Pinballs, but they have a few places.
Oh, like the mega tables?
Yeah. Well, not even the mega table. There's a couple. I don't know. My friends found some zoo caper machines.
Oh, okay.
How much are they going for?
I don't know.
I'm loaded.
Probably a lot of money. I think they found them like in arcades.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll still buy it.
Was that the inspiration for that Matt Damon Zoo Corruption movie? We bought a zookeeper?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
You're thinking of The Departed again.
Oh, I am. That's right. Yeah.
Are we talking about Michael Fassbender's penis again?
Yes.
Fine.
We are.
I think it's on HBO Go. I'm going to go
Michael
revisit.
Fassbender's penis?
I'm going to go revisit.
It is. It is on HBO Go. Shame.
How do you guys know what's on HBO Go right now?
Because HBO Go is great.
Because they don't update the movies a lot. So when there's...
That's true. Like, I'm not on there all the time, but I went on there for the first time in forever, and I saw that they have this, like, add to my watch list. And my girlfriend had been populating it with just stuff that's like, really? You're not going to sit through that? But Mars Attacks was on there. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to call in sick to work tomorrow to watch Mars Attacks.
If you have not seen anything like Fresh Slate, uh-huh, and you were looking at the total offerings between Netflix and HBO Go, I'd say HBO Go, better quality by far.
No.
Oh, it's got all those series on there.
Yeah, but those, nah.
Well, what's on Netflix? Okay. Just blowing it up right now.
Well, there's so much on Netflix. That's the thing. Like,
I don't have Netflix, but...
See, I've got a Roku.
I do. I'm making my way through Sopranos right now.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be busy for a while.
Enjoy.
Yeah. See, yeah, as long as it keeps you busy, I think that's fine. Look, HBO Go is great. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to choose one, I'm probably choosing Netflix.
Well, I'm choosing Netflix too, but I also like garbage.
But it's good for, like, you know, all the series and stuff.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, I mean, man, right there.
Is John from Cincinnati on HBO?
Actually, it is not right now. They did add In Treatment, though, which...
Oh, is that right?
I can finally finish up those last 98 episodes.
Yeah, I had to buy Mr. Show. I had to. I bought Mr. Show because it wasn't on HBO Go.
Yeah, I don't think it is. No. They're weird about that.
Well, because I was reading an article about it, because this is what I do with my time. I go on Google and be like, why is this show not available to me? And, like, they sold the rights to, I think it was IFC... IFC is stingy about it.
Yeah, it's like, because Larry Sanders is not on HBO Go, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I just opened it up.
It's on VH1, one of the VH1s a lot.
Too. Oh, it is. Yeah, because
I was on a plane that had it.
Stop bragging, Carrie.
Yeah, geez.
Flew JetBlue once.
Oh. Were you on that Soul plane?
I opened up my HBO Go app and I forgot that I was watching The Newsroom, and I felt immediately embarrassed by it, so I closed it quickly.
Newsroom is, man, I don't know how to describe that. I said it the other way. Excuse me. Newsroom, I feel like I described it the other day in a way that perfectly encapsulated my feelings, which it's the worst show on TV that I'm so excited to watch.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like I kind of want to film a web series where it's intercut between people on the newsroom and then the other people that work in the newsroom, and they're just like, God, I hate working here.
Yeah.
Did you see what that lady did? That's ridiculous. That's so unprofessional.
She should have been fired by now. What is she still doing here?
God, why don't those two just fuck already? Oh, my God.
I would describe it as a show your parents are going to love.
Yeah, it really is.
My parents don't like swearing.
I've said it before, it's Gilmore Girls for middle-aged white men, and you take that as a positive review or a negative review, however you like.
But I've only watched one episode.
Was it the first episode?
No, it
or
wasn't.
Was it just a random episode?
It was just a random episode. I was like house sitting with cable, and I'm like, I'll give this a try.
What do you think?
Then again, I also watched True Blood, so maybe my opinion doesn't matter as much.
Okay, how many episodes of True Blood did you watch?
Oh, I've seen every episode of True Blood.
So you watched one episode of The Newsroom, but plowed through True Blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that first episode
of
The Newsroom where
True Blood, though, I'll skip forward, like that subplot.
Sure.
That's also beauty of HBO Go.
You gotta get to the titties.
Click forward.
Yeah.
I felt horrible.
That first episode of Newsroom, though, it starts out with that, like, critique of America.
Yeah.
The USA. And you're like, oh, this is going to be... It's going to be a show that tells it like it is.
Finally, a show that holds up a mirror.
Yeah, and then it's just like, why don't you love me?
Yeah.
And just like, brr, garbage or whatever.
Yeah. Hi, I'm 26 years old. I'm going to make an old-timey reference to something.
Well, I mean, I kind of hate it because at least, I don't know. First of all, Mackenzie McHale, that's an awful, awful character name. And then she comes out and you're like, oh, okay, that's Emily Mortimer, who I mentioned earlier, right? Yeah, it's weird, full circle.
Yeah.
you know, her character, it's like, oh, this is a very competent person. And then next thing you know, she's like Gilmore Girls flighty.
Exactly.
And you're just like, ah, God, I hate, like.
But that's emblematic of any Aaron Sorkin thing where, like, people are really good at their jobs, but they just don't get men. Like, and they're stumbling around everywhere.
Have you seen the montage of the Aaron Sorkin shows? Because I guess he reuses dialogue a lot.
Oh, really?
So there's a montage of, like, characters from all his shows back to back saying the same lines.
That's so great. But good for him making fistfuls of cash just off our desire to see the same thing over and over yeah. again.
I also feel that Aaron Sorkin will write a lot of lines, which he feels like lines of dialogue. Not cocaine. well, you don't write, whatever.
Yeah.
He writes lines of dialogue Maybe. Where at the end he's like, fuck, yes, Pulitzer, or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, here comes that Peabody. I want to say episode 7.
Okay.
This season, it ends with that dude from Law & Order saying, we've lost the trust of the people. And yeah. then Jane Fonda goes, well, get it back. Boom, black. And you're right. just like,
ugh. Jane Fonda's in it?
Yeah. She is. Oh, She's looking really... dynamite.
Yep.
Sorry, that's my review of the news from Jane Fonda looks dynamite.
I think I might just not like Aaron Sorkin.
And that's perfectly fine. Like,
I mean, I haven't seen West Wing, so maybe I'd like it. But yeah. I didn't like The Social Network.
Oh, really?
And what else did he do?
He did
Moneyball.
Studio 60.
Moneyball was fine. It wasn't...
Yeah. I really liked the first few seasons of West Wing. I never saw Social Network. And, I mean, he definitely gets this, like, too cutesy, you know, at times or whatever. But, you know, I still think, like, and if we're getting rid of garbage out there, at least he's trying.
Yeah.
Like, he may have some stuff that it just, it's, you know, it goes off the rails a little bit. But it's definitely like,
okay.
Oh, yo, we did it again. but it's like, this is this dude's voice.
Yeah.
Whereas there's so many shows that just feel like super generic.
But I would also say that he puts his voice in every character. Like, there's no differentiation in the characters. Like, he really should just be doing his own one-man show where he acts out every part.
Man, you know what, a lot of his characters are very much the same person.
Yeah.
I you know how you're talking about how you wanted a secret version of Mr. Popper's Penguins where they added out the penguins?
Absolutely.
And there's, of course, that Garfield minus Garfield. Mm. I would pay so much money if they could just give me a newsroom where it's just shots of what's his name, dude from Law and Order.
Sam Waterston
or Charlie.
Yes.
Charlie Skinner. Just him, because he just seems like a drunk clown most of the uh-huh. time, and he's also wearing a bow tie.
Yeah, so how right is there. He filling his days when he's not interacting with the rest of the newsroom? I'll bet he has to I'll bet he's just drinking a lot and has to put his pants back on when somebody comes in. Not in a sexual way, just that's how he relaxes.
Well, like, we need to make the news good again. Or something like
Charlie
that.
Charlie Skinner, you're welcome to the Hodge Pound.
Such a terrible impression. For folks at home who aren't watching us right now, Carrie Lynn just had a giant nosebleed.
Yes.
It's a lot of...
A lot of allergies? Was, or are you allergic to a little snow?
Yeah. Just hitting the powder this summer?
A little bit of both. Oh. It's hard to tell which one it is, you know, when I got them both going on.
I hear you.
By the way, she didn't actually have a nosebleed. Now I feel like that was a gross joke.
I don't know if I ever really had a nosebleed. You know, there's kids that have nosebleeds a lot. I don't know if I have ever really had a nosebleed.
Oh,
ever.
Man, you're missing out. Because, yeah, I was well into my 20s before I started getting chronic nosebleeds. And it's terrifying. Like, you think something's very, very wrong with you because you're not supposed to bleed. And you do. But, yeah, that's my fun story.
Ever a nosebleed in a scenario which was wacky?
I don't know. Did you, David?
Hi, I'm here for this job interview.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, you know, first of all, what got you interested in working at Taco Deli?
Well, I'd have to say that I just...
Oh, my God.
Please don't judge me on this. I don't know why my voice was so much higher.
I feel like that was bad on me. A Taco Deli, that's not a wacky enough business.
That's what you think of me? Really? You working at a Taco Deli? I have a degree.
I was like, there's so many possibilities of places you could work. I should have been like, welcome to the plant that murders horses for French people.
I thought you were going to do a lady voice.
No. What is it about anything
She's
that happens?
She's going to kiss you and then your nose bleeds.
Oh, no. That would be the worst. But luckily, I don't have to ever have to worry about that.
Oh, man.
For some weird reason.
I feel like I'm off my game today. You know what I mean?
I hear you. I felt like that for the past few episodes. But you know what? We plowed through.
We did plow through.
We got it back!
Speaking of powering through, David.
Yes, sir.
You and I did a show at a show called The Show. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that? Carrie, you've done that before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have fond memories of it?
It was fine. It was a good crowd. I just did stand-up, and it was...
Okay.
We did it. We did it last time. We had a negative encounter with one person there, but not. But it was a great crowd.
We won't let it reflect on the show itself.
Yeah. No, the person running it, Ben Snyder. Thank you for having us on the show.
Yes, it was a ton of fun.
But I met somebody there, and I will go ahead and say his name. His name is Joe Valentino, and I didn't really meet him other than shake his hand.
Uh huh.
And he sent me a friend request on Facebook, and even though I have my the way I sift through friend requests on Facebook, my criteria for it is about as uneven as it can get. Like, oh, I've known you for years, but I didn't like the way the last encounter went. Facebook friend request denied. I don't know you at all, but you're wearing a Spurs hat. Facebook friend accepted. So this guy, Joe Valentino, but I was looking at his Facebook page because his post of his went into my news feed.
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, David, when I was down, this guy took me right back up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read some of his status updates. Please don't, please don't sue me. You kill roaches with Raid. You kill a hater by getting paid. Hashtag hustle gang.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. We're on a mission. Today will be a play a day. Hashtag rise and grind. You want to know how motivated this dude is? Here's another update. I had the best sleep of my life. We party hard, and I take care of business at the same time. Lol. Hashtag shout out to a bunch of people. Hashtag motivation brings hashtag success. Last night was hashtag live main. But dude, I had the best sleep of my life. We party hard, we take care of, the dude's even getting motivated in his sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I had a dream the other day that I couldn't fall asleep. That I had insomnia in the dream. It's not fair.
No, that also sounds like the worst thing. Because then you're just trapped in some weird limbo where you don't even get the fun parts of sleeping.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't... Maybe it feels like I had... even though I fell asleep, I still had insomnia.
Yeah, exactly. So...
that's awful.
Yeah, congratulations. You've fallen asleep. Now here's anxiety until you wake up.
Although I do, like, more and more, if I go to bed hungry, I have dreams where I eat really good food.
Is that right?
Which I didn't ever have earlier in my life.
Yeah.
I don't lucid dream anymore either. I used to do that all the time.
I wonder if that's an age thing, because I was actually thinking about dreams the other day, because when I was, like, college-aged, what I would do, not on purpose, just it's how I lived, was I would eat a ton of garbage food and then go right to sleep for one reason or another, and then I would have, like, the craziest dreams that were really awesome, and I kind of want to go back to that place, but I can't seem to get back to that place anymore. I wonder if it's just like, if you're just, you know, youth is wasted on the young, that kind of thing. Anyway, we're talking about dreams, guys.
Sorry, Valentino.
Yes. No problem. Let me ask you this about dreams. Going to get a little adult here. If you're under the age of 18, please turn off this podcast now.
Yes.
How many times out of a month, so we'll say we'll go uniform 30 days a month, do you have dreams that are of an adult nature?
Ah, dreams of Eros?
Yes.
Carrie Lundo, you go.
I feel like it's real inconsistent. And I've,
so if you had to put in an average of 30 days, like
0.8? Just one. Like not, or less than one, sadly. Okay.
Yeah,
most of my dreams have been just like eating food. That's like the best.
It is pretty great.
Yeah, I never have dreams of Eros.
Yeah.
Which is weird because my mind often turns to Eros.
Yes. I feel like I've implanted Eros at a poor time.
No.
Nay.
You planted in my voice when it was rising.
I'll probably get like one or two every 30 days.
Oh, you're so lucky.
No, I'm not. Because then it's
200% what I'm getting.
Don't sound so wistful about it. Because then again.
There's no drawback.
No. There is a bit of a drawback because, like, it's, you know, I have a girlfriend and we...
Well, like, no, it's nothing to do with your actual life.
Hold on. No. But we share a bed.
We
and...
share dreams. So she comes in.
Don't we? yes. Oh, that'd be the lamest thing. Oh, no. I dreamt about you as well. Oh. No, but, like, you know, I'll have, like, a reaction to my dreams. And then I'll be in the same bed, and it's all embarrassing. I don't want to fucking.
So you're unconscious. Your unconscious mind is like, well, let's not do this, David.
Yes.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Because, like, here's the thing. It's not
It's not that. No, it's something else.
But it's like, even if, I don't know, if, like, Hugh Hefner was here back in his prime.
Okay.
And he was saying, I only have, like, a Dreams of Eros only once a month. It'd still be like, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with the real world.
Oh, no, I get it. Yeah.
It's just he spends so much time.
With his beautiful ladies.
Playing basketball with Wolverine. Like, I can only do that so many times in my dream. Occasionally, I want to mix it up.
Yeah.
I mostly have anxiety dreams, I feel like. So.
Yeah, me too.
Sadly.
Yeah.
No room for play.
Yeah, lately I've been having a lot of those high school dreams. Like, I can't remember my locker combination, that kind of thing.
Man, isn't that weird how that still comes up?
Yeah. I'm 15 years removed from high school, and it is the most terrifying thing in the world.
I had a dream the other day where I thought, I'm just going to pack it in after this. I dreamed that I was walking over a bridge. But when I got to the end of the bridge, it did not connect to the land. It was like the bridge was like fell into the water or blew up.
Uh-huh.
I looked in the water. I see giant shapes moving around, and I was like, those are some awful big fish. And then I somehow jumped from the bridge to the land, even though it was impossible.
Cool.
And I noticed, I looked back in the water, and the fish are coming out. They're fish monsters. And now they're after me. And I thought to myself, I was like, I guess they'll kill me and I'll wake up. Like, that's, I had that thought in the dream. I was like, man, you know what? Like, you can't even experience like actual dream terror anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, this is what this is, huh?
Everything's boring. When something scary is happening in a dream, it morphs into me watching it on TV.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
like
good.
Like a scary movie. But it's kind of lame.
No, but at least you get that, like, at least you get that release, though.
It makes me feel like I just watch too much.
Maybe you do.
Too much movies on my laptop and my bed.
Maybe your dream's telling you to go out there, man.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
That was it. We nailed it.
I didn't mean to drop a truth bomb on you.
We got it done. Guys, we're running out of time.
Yeah, we are.
I'm on the Magical Mascot Winning Show. Carrie Lindo, if people want to find out more information about you, and why wouldn't they? Well, how do they do that?
Oh, well, I have carrieleno.com, but I haven't updated in a while, but I just got a free year of Squarespace, so I plan on making a new website. I'm going to set a deadline right now, within a week.
Okay, David, let's edit this part of the podcast where Carrie depressingly tells us about her new Squarespace gift certificate. No, but carrieleno.com?
Yeah.
Also, you have an Etsy store, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is it linked on there?
It is linked on there, on my old site.
What are you selling?
I sell vintage. Actually, today I just sold a New Kids on the Block belt.
What?
That was one of my latest sales.
I've been to the Etsy store before. It has got a lot of awesome stuff on it. You do a very good job curating it.
Is it / Carrie Lindo or is it slash?
Yeah. Okay, I'm really creative with it. There's a lot of like the vintage Vivant or like something cutesy in mine. It's just like, Carrie Lindo.
I know someone else with an Etsy store. Maybe he'll be friends with you.
Is it you?
It is me.
Oh. Does he?
Yes, David does have an Etsy
store. What do you sell?
Baseball card magnets.
Yay! Bum, 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 bum.
We Etsy friends.
Yay!
I can follow you. Sure. You like your item.
You can watch my complete lack of sales. We don't have to talk about this right now.
Not once I start following you.
Oh.
We'll link to both and we'll get a...
Get
that Lindo bump. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Sorry I'm so boring. And David, how do you want to close out the show?
Shoot an apple off my head.
Okay. Let me just pull back on this. Oh, there you go.
Ah! Goodbye, everybody.
Hey, team. This is Mac. Thank you for listening to another Mascot Wedding Show. If you want to find out more about us, follow our hijinks or get updates every time we upload a new podcast, a bunch of ways to do that. On Twitter, we are at Mascot Wedding. Facebook, facebook.com/mascotwedding or mascotwedding.com. You may also send us an email if you want to. We are mascotwedding@gmail.com. Oh, and speaking of myself and David, we are also in a sketch group called Stag Comedy. And if you are in the Austin, Texas area, you have a chance to catch Stag every Saturday in October. Our new show, Stab Comedy, is playing at Cold Town Theater. It is a live sketch show of all new, all spooky material. If you also want to do us a favor, please leave a review for us on iTunes so that other people may find the show and they may also like it. If you do so, we will thank you on air. For example, thank you, Blissful Tones, and thank you, Cool Hand 080.
for your kind words, or mixed words, I should say. All right, that's all. Thank you.
Well, first, before I continue, Caitlin, do you mind beering me?
Oh, yeah.
Would you be a deer and beer me as well?
Be a beer deer?
I don't care for those. It's we're drinking Austin Beer Works Peacemaker.
I do like how much trouble you're having with it, though.
Those are all properly shaken up.
It's hard.
Yeah, but for those of you listening at home, it's not the rings anymore. It's the lid types. Thank you so much.
We weren't wasting enough plastic.
I know.
Already.
Right.
The way you were shaking up that beer, it's like, yes, we're a jihad against the That's weird.
Oh, we won.
Is there some trick or is that?
There's really not. You just have to power through. Yeah. Unless there's something I don't know, which there's a ton I don't know.